We are going to continue our shiurim in Hilchos Beis Abchira. We're in middle of Perek Dalid. We're not mamash going to go in order of the halachos because the Rambam puts a few different things, different details spread out. And I want to give you, my dear audience, a little bit of a straight view. In other words, in general, the Rambam always works from Ma'ariv to Mizrach, west to east, because that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. We are going to go from Mizrach to Ma'ariv, and we're going to put a few of the details that the Rambam brings later in the Perek. We're going to all include that in our description of the entrance. So we are talking now, you are standing east and you're heading west. You're about to enter the Ulam. The Ulam was this wide hall, which has the Ulam inside of it, the Kodesh, and the Heichal, which includes the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're standing in front of the Ulam, there's a few things that you're going to see. First, you're going to see this huge entranceway. This was, it says that, the Chazal say, that al eftach lechem kepischoi shel Ulam, if you give the Eibishter a little bit tshuva, the Eibishter will open it up for you like pischoi shel Ulam. That was considered the grand opening. Why was it? So what was so unique about it? That the Ulam was 40 amis high, the entrance, and 20 amis wide. It's a huge, magnificent entrance. There was no doors that could fit into such an entrance. They actually hung a curtain down because the doors would be huge and humongous. On top of the entrance of the Ulam, there was a unique design of like five, imagine like a triangle that's coming close down, five boards under the other, getting more narrow, like a upside down triangle, with the top board being 30 amis wide, and then slowly, slowly going down. So there are five board design, like a upside down triangle coming down. And there actually was a unique design that went around the entire base, Ulam, and the entire structure. The design that Rambam goes through in Halacha Tes, which that is that there was, let's say, an amas space empty, then a protruding stone structure of three amas high, then again an empty space of an amma, a structure of stone, three amas high sticking out. It was this beautiful structure that was basically three amas sticking out, one amma in, three amas sticking out, one amma in. But anyone that will do the math will see that when you go in a matter of three and you're entering 100, so you have 99. So the last one was four amis high, as opposed to three. That was what you saw when you were entering the Ulam. So again, we just entered the Ulam. The thickness of the wall of the Ulam was five amis. Now, from when you enter the Ulam till all the wall, all the way at the west side, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is going to be 100 amis altogether, the length. The actual Ulam itself was 11 amis in length. It obviously was very wide, but it was 11 amis in length. Now, here's where the Rambam and the other Mefarshim divide. According to most Mefarshim, like we mentioned in our previous shiur, the front of the Ulam, the front of the Beis HaMikdash, this structure, was 100 amis wide, but when it came time to go into the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it narrowed. So there was no space actually on the sides of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, according to the Rambam, the Ulam itself was shaped like a U, which the base of the U being the entrance of the Ulam, and two sides of the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, it went up. So that was all considered part of the Ulam. That extended part was called, according to the Rambam, it was the Beis HaChalifos, which most Mefarshim hold that the Beis HaChalifos, where they store the Sakinim, The knives were on the two sides, but according to the Rambam, that extends all the way across the sides of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like a U-shaped, that is the Ulam. And now, we are approaching the actual Heichal. When you approach the Heichal, you actually are going to see a structure, doors, that's the main entrance of the Heichal, that's called the Shar HaGodol, the Great Shar. Now, even though the Ulam was greater, bigger than the Shar HaGodol entering the Heichal, but being that the Kedusha of the Heichal was obviously higher, it was called the Shar HaGodol because it's connected to the Heichal, which houses in it the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Also, because right next to it were two little gates, two little entrances called Pishpishin. They were like little, you know, entrances on the side of the Shar HaGodol, which when you have two small entrances and one big entrance, so that makes it look even bigger. Because in comparison to the smaller ones, it's considered Shar HaGodol. Now, the way the Shar HaGodol worked was, it was 10 amis high and 20 amis, I mean, sorry, it was 10 amis wide and 20, it was 10 amis wide and 20 amis high. Now, when you have a the way it was set up was that there were four doors. Two doors on the outside of the Shar HaHeichal, and then two doors on the inside. It was pretty much, there was, including the walls itself, it was six amis, but there was five amis in the actual space of the entranceway. Now, when you have a entranceway which is 10 amis wide, and you have two doors, so each door is going to be 5 amis. Now, if the doors open up inside, so now they actually cover the walls of the entranceway. That's why these doors, that's the way it would work. They would, the inside, the doors that you saw right when you came to the Shar HaHeichal would fold inside, which pretty much they covered the walls. And then the doors on the other side, which would be 5 amis in, would open up also inside the Heichal and cover the walls. And so it came out that they served a dual purpose. When they were closed, it was the door. When it was open, it served as the decorative walls because they actually covered the walls of the Heichal. Like we mentioned, there were two little gates called Pishpishin right next to the Shar HaGodol, one to the north and one to the south. The south one, which is again towards our left as we're entering the Heichal, nobody ever went in through. The Navi Yecheskel said, "Ashar hazeh sogri yelo yipaseach." It does not open up. That is the famous southern pishposh. It's like for the Eibishter. It's closed off for the Shechina. When Mashiach comes, there'll be a whole discussion about entering through the south gate. But the north one was where the person would enter, go all the way around. We're soon going to learn that there was a great labyrinth of walls and different, you know, so to speak, caverns in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And they would go around and open up the gates from the inside. How would you get inside a closed Heichal? Was through this little Shar on the right, going around into the Heichal, then opening up the great gates. Now, we entered the Heichal. The Heichal itself is 40 amis, which is the Kodesh. And we said the Kelim are in the western 20 amis of those 40. Then we have the extra Amma, which had the two curtains on either side, because like we mentioned, they weren't sure where the Amma was supposed to be, either from the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then we have 20 Amis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. Now, people think that the Beis HaMikdash finished right there behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But that's not true. There was a series of walls behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And these walls, one took up 6 Amis in between. It's basically 4 walls with 3 spaces in between. One was 6 Amis, one was 6 Amis, and one was 5 Amis. That will give you the full 100 Amis. The same is true going from north to south, which is right to left. Also, it was 100 Amis. There was 40 Amis on the right of the Kodesh. Again, the Kodesh was 20 Amis wide. So there were 40 Amis on the right, and this includes, again, a whole bunch of walls and little passageways between walls. 40 Amis on the left, which again includes passageways and between. And then you have the 20 Amis of the actual Heichal. That gives you 100. Now, what was going on in these walls? What was the situation? What were they doing? Why did you have all these little walls? Well, here's where you have what they call the Ta'im, which are rooms or huge locker rooms. Interesting rooms, which each room had its own unique purpose. There were 3 floors of these rooms, and these rooms were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Ta'im had, each one had different, you were able to get from the right of it to the left of it. There were different entrance ways, as well as up and down. The regular Ta'im had 3 entrance ways. One to the right, one to the one on left of it, and one to the Ta'al Gabov. Now, there was one of the Ta'im, which was the northeast one. The northeast, again, is your right. When you see, it'll be the one closest to the Mizrach side, which is the side that you're coming into on the right side, that had 5 entrances, 5 different exits. One to the right side, one to the floor on top of it. We said there were 3 floors. One to the room that had the pishbash, that little small entranceway. One to the heichal, and one to a very special mesiba, which is like a special ramp. And that we're going to talk about in Mirtz Hashem in the coming shiur.